Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. And I'm excited about introducing you to a new friend. Daryl Noack is with us, ladies and gentlemen. K-N-O-C-H is how you spell his last name. He is a serial entrepreneur, highly successful serial entrepreneur. He is the author of a new book called Mastering a Healthy Self-Image. And you need to listen to this guy about self-image because he's come a long way on that. And we're going to get him to tell that story. Daryl Noack, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on.
Good to have you on, Daryl. It's nice to meet you and be able to introduce you to my audience. Daryl, your life started out pretty tough in such a way that you could have easily have lived the rest of your life with a really poor self-image. Tell the audience about that, please, if you don't mind.
I will. I had some unfortunate situations early on in life. I'm the youngest of seven children, and my dad had left home and left my mother with seven children to raise. And at the age of one, we were outside. This is the story I've been told, but and I started running out toward the road, and my older sister, which was 11 at the time, she came running after me, and she tripped on the sidewalk just as she got to me, and she fell on the back of my head, and she literally crushed my face into the cement.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, at the age of one, you know, your bones are not very hard, and
right.
So it did actually crush my face, crush my nose. And being on, we were, you know, my mother had seven children to raise. We were on welfare.
Right.
And so we just couldn't afford to get my face fixed. You know, 56 years ago, there just wasn't the opportunities there are today. And so I grew up with that crushed face.
Hmm.
And so, you know, kids were no kinder back then than they are today. And you know, I got a lot of ribbing about my face and, you know, got joked with about, you know, having a pug face or a pug nose. And so, you know, that just didn't do well for my self-esteem.
Right.
You know, growing up with, you know, being on welfare, you know, we didn't have some of the things that some of the other kids had either. And so, you know, it kind of made me an angry person. You know, I'd get into a lot of fights, you know, which that didn't help anything either because that meant I got into trouble all the time.
Right.
And so I had a really spectacular event happen at age 16. You know, two events, I'll say, I guess. At age 16, my mother had saved just enough money to get my nose fixed.
Wow.
And make my nose look a little bit better.
Wow.
And That really started my transformation. But number two, my oldest brother was, he's quite a bit older than I am. He gave me a set of Zig Ziglar tapes. And that dramatically changed my life.
Changed your life, didn't it?
Student of human nature, and I literally listened to, read, every possible thing that I could get my hands on and really transform my life from being that you know, young kid with a poor self-esteem, with a crushed face, and, you know, getting into trouble all the time, to having the good fortune of changing my life.
But hasn't these misfortunes that happen to you, don't you feel like obviously, but, you know, they've made you what you are today? You're a successful business person. You've got this story to tell. You're helping people with their own self-image. I mean, think about, you might be You might be managing a shoe store somewhere, or you know, who knows, driving a truck. If it hadn't, not that there's anything wrong with that, but you know, look at what you've accomplished in your life because of the things that happened to you in your life.
I totally agree with you. I believe, and I tell my sister, you know, because you know this story gets told a lot these days, and so I always am careful to make sure that my sister knows that even though she watches me do what I'm doing with going forward today, I keep telling her, don't feel bad at all, because having that happen to me really is what springboarded me into getting to where I have gone to in life.
So what would you say to other people who have had similar situations, whatever it may be, or maybe they've just conjured it up in their mind? You know, the world's not giving them what they want. What would you say to them about dealing with self-image?
Well, I believe that one of the biggest things that really made a difference for me is I took the time to educate myself, and I literally made a decision. I will not live with this any longer. I am going to take responsibility for me, and I'm going to educate myself till the point that I have a self-esteem that is unstoppable.
And so you weren't going to let this hold you back. You weren't going to let it define you, at least not in a negative way.
That's exactly right. I love that analogy. Whatever your situation is does not define you. Because you can and you will change.
Well, these kinds of stories help all of us. Your story, you're being the courageous way in which you've told this story and the way you've lived your life, Daryl, are the kind of stories that people like to hear. And if they don't like to hear them, it's because they realize that, you know, they thought they had it tough till they hear a story like yours, and they realize, well, there's no reason why I can't accomplish what you have. And, you know, especially here in America, Daryl, the sky's the limit for folks, isn't it? I mean, we're fortunate to be Americans, but we turn that fortune into something. It's what we do with that afterwards. That's what we have in America. We have the liberty to be able to do that, don't we, like you have done?
Well, you know, I tell people that with the information that's out there today, and, you know, we talk about, you know, that we're getting some of our freedoms taken away from us, and, you know, that's an easy bandwagon to get onto right now. But in reality, even with the hard economy that we've had right now, I'm convinced that anyone that is willing to take the responsibility can learn to have prosperity for it.
Well said, Daryl. Daryl Noak, ladies and gentlemen, he and I will be right back. Stay with me, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.